This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister pays tribute to trade unionist Lloyd Goodley. Over 40 bills approved in Parliament since January, and business sector urged to seize opportunities from North-South link of Highway 2000. The details after the break.
There are two things in life I love: swimming and being a soldier. So when people meet me and they ask, "You are the soldier that saved those ladies from drowning in the guard?" I don't let it go to my head. I'm no superstar, just a soldier who wants to serve my country well. I know I was chosen to save lives. I am Corporal Brooks, a section commander in the Jamaica Defense Force.
The Ministry of National Security, one nation, one mission.
Now the news. The National College for Educational Leadership, NCEL, and Church Teachers College have signed an agreement to facilitate training for middle managers in the education system. The training will be specific to the duties of each manager. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Education, Dr. Maurice Smith, says courses will be delivered online and face-to-face.
We're referring to grade supervisors, vice principals, heads of department in our high schools and primary schools, and generally teachers with special responsibility.
Recruitment for the one-year program will begin in January, with classes scheduled to start in the summer. The program also targets deans of discipline and will be expanded to persons who desire to become middle managers in the education system. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller has expressed sadness at the passing of trade unionist Lloyd Goodley, hailing him as a stalwart of the trade union movement in Jamaica. Mr. Goodley, who was in his mid-70s, died on Monday at the Andrews Memorial Hospital in Kingston. He was a former General Secretary of the National Workers' Union, former President of the Jamaica Confederation of Trade Unions, headed the Secretariat for the New Labour Market Reform Commission, and was President of the Caribbean Congress of Labour. In a statement from the Office of the Prime Minister Tuesday, Mrs. Simpson-Miller said Jamaica has lost a brilliant nation builder and a passionate advocate for workers' rights. She says Mr. Goodley, up to the time of his passing, was an integral part of Jamaica's initiative to transform labor productivity and generate economic growth and development as head of the Labor Market Reform Commission. The Prime Minister is also extending condolences to Mr. Goodley's widow Yvette, daughter Elizabeth, and other members of his family. The House of Representatives has passed 41 bills since the start of the 2015 calendar year. Leader of Government Business in the lower house, Philip Polwell, says 28 orders and resolutions were also approved, 37 ministerial statements made, 27 questions answered, and 10 committee reports adopted.
This year, this Honourable House made a significant step along the path to complete freedom from colonialism by passing the three bills required to enable Jamaica to de-link from the United Kingdom's Privy Council and to subscribe to a regional court as our final court of appeal. The three CCJ bills passed by this House, they are now before the Senate for consideration.
Legislation to expand the options available to electricity consumers by modernizing the law relating to the sector was also passed in the House, while the Special Economic Zones SEZs Act, which seeks to implement a comprehensive regulatory framework for the operation of SEZs, was also given approval. And Transport Minister Dr. Omar Davies is encouraging persons in the business sector to seek out new investment opportunities resulting from the construction of the new North-South link of Highway 2000. Dr. Davies says the highway will expand the range of attractions for visitors to the island by allowing persons to travel through more areas.
This project opens up a range of possibilities for development of housing. One could easily live in Ocho Rios or along the way and work in Kingston or vice versa. It opens up the possibility of Kingston being fully exploited as a cultural tourism destination. And I can see entrepreneurs moving cruise ship tourists from Ocho Rios to Kingston for a day tour.
Minister Davies says the project has the potential to stimulate growth in several industries in Kingston when the road is fully opened by March 2016. The new highway, valued at over $600 million, spans 67.2 kilometers, beginning at Caymanas Estate in St. Catherine and ending at Mami Bay in St. Anne, where it will connect with the existing North Coast Highway. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.